We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles punter Chaz Henry, who on Sunday averaged 55 yards on six punts. And, hey, great job. I mean, you were crushing the football. What's it like to be in that kind of a groove?
It was a good day, and it was just one of those days that even though, you know, sometimes I hit like one punt that as soon as I hit it, I was like, oh, that wasn't really good contact where I thought. And I look up, and it's going 50 yards. So I was like, well, this is one of those days that everything's just working right. So and it was a good day to do it at, because you know our offense was having a tough time moving the ball there for a little while, and to go out and bail them out, and our defense was playing great. So as long as I knew that I could step in there and change the field position on them, our defense was going to hold them when we get the ball back.
Chaz, interesting times. I mean, the summer was it was all about competition. They bring in Matt McBryer, and you both went at it. You really didn't have a lot of chances to kick long punts in the preseason. So Matt's numbers were very good. Your numbers were less. Full, I guess, would be the word. I mean, how did you feel like that brought up? Do you think that brought the best of you out?
Yeah, because what we talked about last season with Coach April and Coach Reed is really working on inside the 20 punts and making sure that we can put them inside the 20 and help our defense that way and make them have long drives on the field. So as long as I could just work on that this offseason and kind of focus on that in the preseason, luckily it worked out that I had a lot of those punts and I could show that I really have worked on that and put that into use. So I know that I can hit the ball on drive punts and field punts, and so that was the aspect that I really wanted to work on was inside the 20.
So when one works inside the 20, what do you work on? Direction, touch, hang time? What is it?
Well, a lot of it's touch and direction, because we're telling our gunners that we're going to put it on the numbers or outside the numbers, so they're running to a specific spot, and it's my job to put it down there and give them enough hang time that they can force the fair catch or down it inside the 10 if necessary.
Okay. Well, I didn't realize that was an area to work on last year. It seemed like you were pretty good, actually, to the observer inside the 20. What did he want you to work on specifically inside the 20?
Well, a lot of it was, we kind of relate it to golf a lot. So okay. What we call them is like our fringe punts, kind of our layup shot. So if it's outside the 50-yard line from the 50 to the other 40-yard line, so it's about 60 yards to the end zone or 50 yards to the end zone, and instead of hitting those, you know, like last year I had about four punts that hit on like the 5-yard line, 4-yard line, a little close to the end zone than we'd like,
okay.
And it bounced and rolled in the end zone for a touchback. So this year, this is what I really try to work on, is putting them around the 12-yard line so that they're fair caught, or you know, if it bounces, our guys have enough time to get down there and make the play. Anything inside the 50, we've got to put inside the 10, or right around the 10, inside the 12 really is what we have to put it inside. So that's what I really try to work on is making sure that we're at least inside the 12 and hopefully inside the 5.
How did you react when the Eagles signed Matt?
I knew that they were going to bring somebody in. I knew there were a lot of good punters out there that were on the free agent market. And they told me that we're going to bring somebody in to compete against you. We want to see how you do and kind of push you a little bit. And I think the competition brings out the best in everybody. And like I said, if you're in this league and you don't like competition, this really isn't probably isn't the job for you.
Right.
So I think it made me I know it made me a lot better competing against somebody of his caliber. I think we kind of pushed each other throughout the entire preseason and through training camp, and it worked out well.
Is the relationship with you and Matt during that time, is it a cordial relationship? I mean, how would you describe it? Friendly?
Yeah, very friendly. We got along. I mean, we were roommates. John Dornbos, Alex, and Matt and I were all roommates. So we hung out together every second of the day. And we got along great. And that was probably the hardest thing, is knowing that one of us is going to be here, right. One of us isn't. And we both knew that, and we talked about that from the very beginning. And, you know, that's just part of the business. We know that one of us is going to play here, but the other one's going to play somewhere else. And then, you know, he and I both told each other that you know, we both know we can play in this league, and we're going to. But it's just a matter of what team. And, you know, I really wanted to play here, and I know he did too, but that's part of the business, and it's tough.
The kicking game, it's amazing. Reggie Hodges was here, boy, I forget what year it was, several years ago. And he was very inconsistent. You could see the big leg. Now, a really good punter.
Right.
Has, I think, maybe a long-term deal from the Browns that he signed last year. It takes a while to get that consistency, that groove, doesn't it?
It does. And that's what you know, Coach April also talked to me about this offseason was the consistency aspect of punting. And he said that it's weird, but there's just a big gap between guys that coming out of college to the rookie year and then a huge jump of consistency from the first year to the second year. And you see it all across the board. And, you know, that's what I really try to go after in this offseason and work on. And I think it's starting to pay off.
Hey, what was your perspective on that last drive? We were all watching. We were all on the edge of our seats, you know, nervous.
Right.
What do you do?
Relief. You know, I was just hoping to just get down there. And, you know, I know our offense, eventually they were going to click. You know, I know it was the last drive of the game, but that's the most important one. And I knew we were going to get in the end zone, and Mike was going to find a way to go through all the adversity he went through throughout the game and take us on the game-winning drive, and he did. And our offense executed perfectly.
Are you working on holding at that point? Are you standing on the sidelines watching? Are you watching the field or watching the board? I mean, what are you doing?
We're working on holding at that point because we knew it was going to come down to either if we had to kick one with about 3.5 minutes to go and try to get the ball back, or if we're going to go down and drive and get the game-winning extra point.
Okay.
So at that point, we're just doing holding and trying to watch the game and stay focused in at any time if a big play happens or if we break one for a touchdown, just be ready.
Yeah, great sense of relief in the locker room afterward?
Definitely. This wasn't our prettiest game by far. We really didn't play that well on the really on a lot of the ends. But to come out with a win and a tough conditions like it was there at Cleveland, and they have a lot of good football players on that team.
Yeah.
So to come out with a win was big.
Hey, for you, Cleveland in September is a whole lot better than Cleveland in December.
Right, exactly. Yeah, the wind wasn't too bad, and it was swirling a little bit, but it wasn't anything where it could change a lot. Yeah. So
hey,
great conditions.
Way to start the season, man.
I appreciate it.
Great job. Thanks, Chaz Henry in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Take a little break right now.